The Old Testament is not the law of religion for us today. We are not under the law of Moses. That law was done away when Jesus died on the cross. The law of Moses is not in force now. Colossians 2:14 says that it was nailed to the cross, and many other New Testament verses teach this. Now, this brings on some further questions. Why should we read the Old Testament if we're not under the Old Testament? Should we read the Old Testament? If we're not under that law, then is there any benefit in studying and reading the Old Testament? Well, the answer is yes. And we're going to look at some passages that tell us to read the Old Testament and benefit from it. And these passages come from the New Testament. So the New Testament tells us to read the Old Testament. The New Testament says that there is value and benefit in reading the Old Testament, even though that is not the specific law of religion for us today. So let's look at these passages. Romans 15, verse 4 is a passage that many of you have heard quoted. You perhaps could cite it yourself. Let's look and think about the wording of Romans 15, verse 4, because here is where Paul is telling us about the value of reading the Old Testament. In Romans 15, verse 4, Paul said, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Paul said, whatever things were written aforetime. He's talking about things that were written before. Before what? Well, before the New Testament was written. Paul says that these things that were written before, that is, in the Old Testament, were written for a reason. They were written for a purpose. And what was that purpose? He says the Old Testament was written for our learning. God wrote the Old Testament for us to learn from. So when you read the Old Testament, you get an education unlike any other. The Old Testament will teach you about the beginning. It will teach you and tell you where we came from, how everything got started, why things are like they are now. The Old Testament will teach you about the nature of things. It will teach you about the nature of the world that God has created. It will teach you about the nature of man. It will teach you about the beginning and the nature of the home. The Old Testament will teach you a great deal about the thinking of man. There is no book that you can read. As a matter of fact, there is no set of books that you can read that analyze human nature like the Bible does. Nobody can speak about human psychology like God, the Creator, does. And so the greatest book on human thinking and on human behavior and human nature is the Bible. The Bible tells us how man behaves and why he behaves. The Bible is the greatest source about the true view of history. It's simple, and yet it's very, very profound. And the lessons that we see in the Old Testament are the lessons that really apply to today. If people would go back and read and study and believe and obey the Old Testament, they would avoid so many problems in our current time. The Bible says in the Old Testament that there is no new thing under the sun. So if you look at what's taking place in the world today, if you look at what's taking place in the newspapers, in our community around us, in our state, in our country, and in our world, you really don't find anything different. The Bible says that in Ecclesiastes 1, verses 9 and 10, there is no new thing under the sun. Whatever you see happening in the world today has happened before, and if the world stands, it will happen again. The same things keep taking place over and over again. That by itself, folks, is worth our looking at the Old Testament and remembering. It will benefit us, and it will give us the blessings that Paul is talking about here in Romans 15, verse 4. The Old Testament talks about the course of nations, and it gives us the viewpoint or the perspective of God as He looks down at this creation, and as He sees what nations are doing, and as He, in His ultimate and perfect foreknowledge, foresees what they're going to do. You see, God knows everything in the future. God knows what is going to happen to every nation on the face of the earth. If time stands, if God permits that the world goes on, God knows what is going to happen ultimately to the United States. He knows what is going to happen to every single country on earth. You and I get anxious. You and I sometimes are afraid. But God knows what is going to happen. The Bible says that God removes kings and sets up kings. Daniel 2, verse 21. He rules in the kingdoms of men. Daniel 4, verse 17. And all nations before Him are as nothing. Isaiah chapter 40. Now look again at Romans 15, verse 4. Look at the benefits that you get when you read the Old Testament. He says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we," that is, we Christians in particular, "through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Now, what does he tell you that you receive when you read the Old Testament? First of all, he says, you receive patience. The Old Testament Scriptures give us patience. They help us to keep going and not quit. That is, and that always has been, the key. So all those stories that you read in the Old Testament about the Israelites help us to be patient. They help us to keep going. They warn us that if we follow the example of those Jews that fell away from God, then we're going to be punished just like they were. But if we endure like some of those Israelites did and those great Old Testament heroes of faith did, then God is going to reward us just as He rewarded them. So the Old Testament Scriptures help you to be patient. If you need patience in your life, read your Old Testament constantly. Read it every day if you can. But secondly, he says in Romans 15, verse 4, that we also receive comfort by reading the Old Testament. Now, of course, when you read the New Testament, you develop patience. When you read the New Testament, you develop and you receive comfort. But you also get patience and you get comfort when you read the Old Testament. The Old Testament teaches us that God will do what He has promised He will do. So the cares and the troubles of life are nothing if we believe the Bible. If we fear God and keep His commandments, then we're going to be able to make it through all the tribulation that this world hands over to us. And finally, in Romans 15, verse 4, notice that he says that we might have hope. Hope beyond this world. Hope after this life with all its troubles is over. Now, where do you get that? How do you receive this education, this patience, this comfort, and this hope? By reading your Old Testament. Now let's look at another passage. This one is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, and we're going to read verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Notice that Paul says, "Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples," or examples, "and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." Paul says that these things happened unto them for examples. What things does he have in mind? Well, the things that he's just talked about. The things that the Israelites did in the wilderness, the sins that they committed, and they were punished because of them. He talks about their idolatry in verse 7, their fornication in verse 8, their tempting Christ in verse 9, and their murmuring and griping and complaining in verse 10. Now, why do we have all those stories in the Old Testament about what these Jews did? We have stories back in the Old Testament that we read and we say, how could these people do this? What on earth was wrong with these Israelite people that God blessed? And then if we're honest, we have to look at our own lives and say, you know, sometimes I'm tempted or sometimes I do commit the very thing that those people were guilty of. I don't believe like I should, sometimes just like those people didn't believe like they should have. We learn. And so as you read your Old Testament, use it as a mirror to look at your own life. Use it as a reflection to look at your own heart. The Bible says those things are not written for us just to point the finger at those Israelites and talk about how bad they were. They're written for us. They're written for our admonition. Why did God write them? For our admonition, to admonish us, to urge us, to exhort us, and even to warn us. Now, this is why teachers and preachers today need to use the Old Testament. These stories in the Old Testament stir our hearts and move us to get our hearts right. And this is why in our personal Bible study, we need to sit down with the Old Testament and read it. Now, in the last part of the verse, he says, upon whom the ends of the ages or the ends of the world are come. The word world here means ages. This age, the gospel age in which we live, is the final dispensation of time before the Lord comes again. The New Testament is the completion of God's plan. All the other ages built up to it. That's why he says the ends of the world or the ends of the ages are come upon us. So this is saying that if God was merciful and just in the Old Testament, he will be with us and even more so because we have more today. We have the final completion and fulfillment of everything that God had planned and worked for in those Old Testament ages. Now, there's one other passage that I want to notice very briefly with you. It's found in the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, and we're going to read beginning in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Is there value in reading the Old Testament? Listen to what Hebrews 3, verse 7 says. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Now it's easy to look back at what those people did in the Old Testament and talk about how bad they were. But that is not where the Bible leaves it here in Hebrews chapter 3, because it says immediately that we are to look at ourselves and to learn from their mistakes. In Hebrews 3, verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. As you go back and look at those Old Testament accounts of the Israelite people, learn from them. Look at yourself and be careful. Be forewarned so that you don't follow their same example of unbelief and fall from God like they did. So all these passages tell us the answer to the question that we started out with today. We must follow the New Testament to be saved, to know how to worship, to organize the church, and many other matters. But even though we don't worship like the people did in Old Testament times, we can learn a great deal from them. So let us read the whole Bible, including the Old Testament.